Welcome to Your Ink Story, a podcast exploring what humans have in common through the stories behind the body art folks wear. I'm your host, Andy Lyons, and I hope these ink-spirational short stories, sharing the heart behind tattoos, fascinate you and leave you feeling more meaningfully connected to humanity. This is Season 1, Episode 19, and we're celebrating Halloween 2023 with Scott Michel, who shares his love for the twisted horror-themed tattoos found across his body. While Scott's tattoos look quite sinister and scary, his personality is the complete opposite from his spooky body art, which includes the Joker, Carnage from Spider-Man, Twisty the Clown from American Horror Story, and Sam from Scott's favorite horror film, Trick or Treat. You are going to love this twisted, spine-tingling conversation. Welcome to Your Ink Story, Scott. I'm so delighted you're here to share your ink story. How you doing?
I'm not bad, thank you. How are you?
Good. Where are you located geographically?
Guernsey in the Channel Islands.
And listeners, I have to tell you a little side story. So I was celebrating the 35th wedding anniversary with my darling husband in Banff, Canada. And we were on a trail and I saw Scott and I saw all these tattoos and I just happened to ask him, can you tell me your ink story? And we started talking and chatting. And the next thing I knew, he's like, oh, I'm a podcaster too. And so we connected and here he is today. Scott, I'm so grateful to have met you on a trail in Banff, Canada. And now we're chatting on the Your Ink Story podcast.
Yeah, that's what happens when you start chatting to random strangers on the side of a mountain, eh?
It sure is. And so tell folks, Scott, before we get into your tattoo stories, how you glow in the world. You're a musician, actor, a podcaster. Get us caught up on what you're up to.
You make it sound so glamorous. I'm a painter and decorator by trade. That is my job. But yeah, I've dabbled in music since I was 16, been in various bands in Guernsey. I've been lucky enough to play in the UK and in America, funny enough. And acting-wise is literally just stage theatre. I've only recently started getting into it, to be honest with you. I played Bill Sykes in a local rendition of Oliver last year, and I'm playing the Mad Hatter this year, actually, in a Alice in Wonderland panto. So, yeah, and podcasting. Yeah, I've been doing podcasting with my friend Sam for... I've been part of the group for about 2-3 years now, but that podcast is about 4 years old. It's called The Anti-Content Podcast.
And do I love that name, Anti-Content? What does that mean?
Well, the podcast used to be called This Guy Are Sick, which was taken from a video game called Final Fantasy VII. And it was like a mistranslation in the script when it first came out for Western audiences. And he just kind of ran with it because the podcast used to be about video games. That was literally all it was about. And then I joined, and then the show started transitioning into more true crime and conspiracy theories and stuff like that. So we didn't think a podcast named after a video game wasn't really going to work in terms of the content we were pumping out. So we decided to change it to the Anti-Content Podcast, just as a case of we create content, obviously, but it's not in the same line as what you would see normally on social media, I guess.
Excellent. Well, I have links to the podcast, folks, in the show notes. So do not worry. You can tune in to Scott and see how he glows in the world. It would be so wonderful.
Not for everybody.
So you have a wonderful landscape of tattoos across your body, but you had to start somewhere. So share with everyone your tattoo origin story. What inspired you? What had you say, yes, I want that on my body in that location?
So what inspired me really was more just a case of I've always grown up with it. My brothers had tattoos and my mum had tattoos as well. So it was something I thought long and hard about from like the age of 16 to when I turned 17, nearly 18. And yeah, I decided I wanted to get a tattoo. Now, granted, the tattoo I got, I actually had covered up because what I got originally... your taste, as you get older, your taste evolves and it changed. So I had like this tribal design on my bicep. And then, yeah, I had that done when I was 17. Because over here, you could get tattooed at the age of 17 with parental consent.
Right. Same thing here in the US.
Okay, cool. So what better parental consent can you get than my mom coming and getting tattooed in the same time as me?
Gosh, I always say, listeners, right? A family that tats together stays together. That's really lovely.
That was the start of it. And then it spiraled out of control from there.
And were you scared initially, or were you just manning up and saying, I got this, mom, not to worry? Or were you worried about the needles? Do you look away, or were you captivated by watching the tattoo artist? What was it like for you that first time?
Yeah, I think the first time doing anything, you're always going to be nervous about it. And as much as someone can tell you, oh, it's going to hurt, or it's not going to hurt that bad, you're never going to know until you experience it for yourself, because everybody processes pain in different ways and at different levels. So yeah, I sat there, and it was on the bicep, which isn't really an overly painful place for me personally. And yeah, I just sat there. I think it only took maybe an hour and a half to do it, and I was done. It was quite a while ago now, but
yeah. And so then you went off, and then you went off in the world, and did you get another tattoo right away? Was it several years before you thought about putting more body art on your body?
It was like a year later.
And were you impulsive about your artwork? And I call it artwork, listeners, because it is. It's art on the body. And these tattoo artists can be so talented. But did you think about it? Did you sit with it? Or were you the type that was walking by a studio and said, you know what? I need another tattoo. I'm going in.
It's not as simple like that over here. You kind of have to book up. There's no real places to do walk-ins over here. So you kind of need to go in and see what's available and when. Because some tattooists over here are booked up for like a year.
Wow.
So there's no room for being impulsive. You kind of really got to, when's your next available appointment? Oh, like a year's time. Okay, sound. I'll book that in.
And did you ever get tattoos when you traveled?
Yes, I actually have two that were done in Maine.
No kidding. What part of Maine?
I have one on the back of my neck, which was done in Bangor, Maine. I couldn't tell you the name of the studio. That was quite a while ago now.
What's the design?
It's an atheist symbol, funny enough.
I don't know anything about atheist symbols, and I know you're going to send me some photos so I can share with the listeners what these look like. And what was the other one that you got in Maine?
I got one done. God, again, I can't remember the name of the tattoo. I'll tell you the name of the tattoo. So I couldn't remember the name of the studio. The tattoo was called Taiwan, and that was in Portland, Maine.
And so did you find that you had a theme with your tattoo art? Walk us through some of your favorite tattoos. Now, look, I know for some of you out there with a lot of tattoos, it'd be like saying, well, which kid is your favorite? But maybe you can take us through a few that you really love and that really inspire you in life.
I have a Joker tattoo on the back of my calf, on my leg. That's one of my favorites. I'm very much into that pop culture sort of style of like comic books and video games and stuff like that. So my left leg especially is full of nods to my favorite characters and stuff like that from various platforms. I got the Joker, I got Carnage from Spider-Man. I've got Twisty the Clown from American Horror Story. I've got Patrick Bateman from American Psycho. David from the Lost Boys. I got Geralt of Rivia from the Witcher series. And the one I got done in Portland, Maine is a character called Sam from one of my favorite horror films called Trick or Treat.
Oh my gosh. This is the perfect episode for where we are in time right now, folks. It's October, Halloween, and I'm interviewing the horror tattoo guest here.
funny enough, pretty much like my whole upper torso is dark imagery, really.
I think that's fascinating. You went with the dark horror stories. And so what happens when people see some of these tattoos? Do they go, oh, that's one of my favorite characters? Or do they look at you in horror?
A friend of mine actually summed it up quite well, because she's like, your tattoos look quite sinister and scary, but then you actually get to know me and that's not me in any way, shape or form. I've got like a completely different personality to the imagery I actually have tattooed on me.
Okay, so let's tell everybody, what are you normally like in life? I love that.
I'm the clown, man. I'm the idiot. I'm the one doing silly voices and making jokes just that go from like lighthearted to, you know, really dark. There's no limit with the things. If I can make someone laugh, I'm more than happy for it to go as far as I can go with it.
I love it. Sort of a funny teddy bear, so to speak. So listeners, you can imagine when I met Scott on the trail, I mean, such a lovely, warm, immediately engaging human being. And then he starts sharing the sinister and horror tattoos. There must be something about that that just delights you.
I've always been a fan of dark imagery, dark things, gothic designs, and things.
I have a friend here, Jen Ginty. She's the founder of the Moody Monster, and that's for kids to help express their anger and their emotions and help them, especially those on the spectrum, with their emotional literacy. And she's got this great stuffed monster you can pull apart. I think it's great for adults too to deal with anger and other emotions. Yeah. But she's the same thing, as sweet as could be, and yet she loves those dark tattoos, right? Listeners, it's just all about what is delightful for you, what feels like an expression, not so much as who you are, right? But fun things to decorate your body, just like you would for how you listen to music or the art that you choose for the walls, right, Scott?
Well, funny enough, my music taste has grown a lot since I was a kid. But yeah, I'm a metalhead at heart. You know, I'm very much about aggressive metal and stuff like that. But funny enough, you say about artwork on the wall, I've actually got a Joker canvas in the lounge. So
no, see, that's, I love that. And it has to be a conversation starter when you run into folks, right? Because it's one thing, you're a painter and a decorator.
Yeah, decorate houses, offices, all that sort of stuff.
Oh, come on, Scott. I find that so fascinating. So when you go into someone's home, are you covered up? You're going in to decorate their home and bring your artistry to them. And at the same time, you've got the sinister horror characters on your body.
Yeah, I wear a short sleeve shirt. And so you literally see from pretty much like mid bicep down to my hands. I got hands and fingers are all tattooed and everything. So yeah.
Tell me about the hand tattoos, because I hear that can be really one of the most painful places. What do you have in your hands? That looks like a face on the back of your right hand. Is that what it is?
Yeah. It's a combination of design I found, like Day of the Dead, like paintwork you put on your face. And so basically we decided to go half decorative and then half a skull.
Okay. You definitely have to get me pictures of that for the video reel.
Cheshire Cat.
Oh my gosh, that's so beautiful. The Cheshire Cat. Oh, one of my favorite characters. And listeners, you know where to go. Either hop on our Instagram feed, handle at Tell Me Your Ink Story to see the reels, or on YouTube. And you can find under my name, Andy Lyons, on YouTube. You can see all the shorts of the reels of every guest's tattoos. And it's so much fun to see how people have inspired their bodies with this beautiful art. Or sinister art, whatever. Someone had to pull out some incredible talent to make those images come to life. Do you have a favorite artist you'd like to use?
I go apart from maybe the two from America and one that was done over here, all my tattoos have been done by the same artist.
Who is that?
His name is Paul White. It's his shop called White Ink Tattoo.
And so how many tattoos would you say you have on your body at this point?
Wow. I think it's more easier to tell you like what's been covered more than actually how many there are now. I've basically got from tips of fingers up to the shoulders, across the chest, the whole back, and about 75 to 80% of my left leg and just three on my right leg.
Great. And I want to swing back to ask you again about the hands. I've heard it can be a little painful on the hands. How long does that take when they're doing that? And is it painful?
The hands, like this part, absolutely fine. I didn't even bat an eyelash at it, to be honest with you. It was really, okay. Really easy. But again, it depends obviously on how you respond to pain. I have quite a high pain threshold, so I can sit and this doesn't bother me. But it was the bottom parts of my fingers where the numbers are.
Yep.
That was horrible. Oof. I hated every single second of that, but everything else was fine.
And do you have any tattoos that represent your musical side? You're a bass player, you love heavy metal, you're a metalhead. Do you have any that are in that category?
Yeah, I have band logos.
Ooh, tell me more.
Just below my atheist symbol on my neck, I've got one of my favorite bands, Breaking Benjamin. They've got their logo done there. I've got two bands on my leg, one being a band called A Perfect Circle, and the other one being Famous Last Words. I think that's actually it in terms of band stuff. I haven't got as many band logos or anything as I thought, actually. It's just those three.
Do you have any plans for more tattoos?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got my next two or three planned.
Tell us more.
So one being a band theme. One of my favorite bands at the moment and for quite a while now has been a band called Sleep Token. And they've recently blown up this year. And I want to get their lead singer tattooed on my leg because they're very, very unique in their design because they are completely masked. So no one knows who they actually are. They're a completely anonymous band. And the lead singer is almost like a cult leader in his look. So he wears like a hood and he's got a mask, a white mask, and it's got six eyes. And it looks really, really cool. So even if the band was to stop, it still looks really cool and fits with the aesthetic of what I've gone for.
Hey, that's cool. I'm all about taking out the gender, some identities, things like that, and just hearing the music and hearing the voice. So how cool is that, that Sleep Token is doing that? And what other tattoos are on the horizon for you?
I need to get Brandon Lee from The Crow, because The Crow is literally my favorite film of all time. I already have like a whole design on this, which is themed on The Crow. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of it or seen the film.
I have not.
But yeah, Brandon Lee died actually while filming the film. And it was a weird thing when I was growing up. It was like a taboo film because my mum always thought it was too violent and all this sort of thing. And then when I turned 15, I was just like, look, let me watch the film. Just let me watch the film. And so she caved and with my dad's persuasion. And then I watched the film for the first time on VHS. This is how long ago it was on VHS. And it blew my mind how much I like fell in love with the design of the film, the layout, the look, the soundtrack is incredible. And it just, everything about it just blew my mind. So then I rewound it and watched it again. I think I did that like 15 times in a row. That's all I watched for like a week, was just watch this film for every day for a week. Come multiple times, I absolutely fell in love with it. I suppose it is kind of like that catalyst into what inspired the more gothic, darker sort of imagery that I kind of grew to get into.
I love that because it's all about tapping into what makes your heart sing, whatever that looks like. I'm so excited to see what happens next. And listeners, do you have plans for a new tattoo? Are you sitting with a design idea or are you exploring designs? Remember, over on the Your Ink Story podcast Instagram feed, I'm always sharing unique, interesting, all types of ink. So you can get inspired by what other folks are putting on their body, what talented tattoo artists are doing in the world. So hop on over there. Our handle is @tellmeyourinkstory. So here in the U.S., I think we're lightening up, Scott, about our perceptions around tattoos and people with tattoos, but still there's a bit of a judgment people have. What would you like to see change about the perception of tattoos?
Over here, well, especially in Guernsey, you're more likely to see someone with tattoos than without over here. There's like 6 tattoo studios over here, such a small island. Mm-hmm. And loads of people have got tattoos. We don't really see that much in the way of stigma. Everything's obviously lightening up everywhere in the world. People are getting more accepting of it. You still get your countries like the Japanese don't really care for it too much. I found that out when I was over there a little bit, but not too badly. But over here, yeah, it's like I had a friend of mine who was high up in a private bank and he was covered up to the neckline with tattoos. And he was quite high up in that, in that company because he was good at his job. And it shouldn't matter what tattoos you got. As long as you're good at your job, it shouldn't matter to an extent what you look like.
Agree 110% on that. This has been such a great conversation with you, Scott, especially since we met in a wonderful, beautiful part of the world. Listeners, if you've been to Banff, let us know in the comment threads. If you haven't, is it on your bucket list like it was for me? Let us know. And Scott, I'm so grateful that you carved out this time to come and share your dark and sinister ink stories with us. And I'm so grateful for your inspirational insights about the art of tattoos and the heart and design and the dark behind your tattoos. Mm-hmm. You've helped us connect more deeply with each other, especially for those who enjoy the more gothic look in their tattoo art.
Of course. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Your Ink Story. Please rate and review this podcast wherever you are tuning in. And if this episode inspired you, please share it so we can all feel more connected through our common humanity and lived experiences. If you or someone you know would like to share a meaningful ink story on the podcast, please send me an email, andy@yourinkstory.com, along with a brief description. Feel free to share your thoughts about this episode via a voicemail message by visiting yourinkstory.com. And when you get to the website, just tap the podcast mic icon located in the lower right-hand corner of the screen and leave your message. Until next time, I'm wishing you a delicious day everywhere you glow. Cheers!